The Purple Project Podcast, folks, rolls in to a new week in January. Eddie Greer for another edition, the PPPD edition of the podcast. Those of you new again, this is the Purple Project Podcast, where I talk about the latest in K-State Athletics, the K-State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, where yours truly lives at right now, or currently, I should say. On this Monday, January 17th, 2022. And usual, my weekly co-host for the podcast, of course, is Alex Aiden. We usually do the podcast, record a podcast on middle of the week, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. I usually have those out at the end of the work week as well. Of course, we went looking for the right word to say we weren't dark yesterday. We're back for a new week on dailies and, of course, the weekly edition of the podcast. And this is the recap of Texas Tech. The men were at home. Oh boy. Woo! I tell you, Bruce Weber did it again. Finally on the board, and the women now are struggling. Clearly the worst game, probably the worst performance of the year to this point. The women now on a losing streak. So both of these teams can't get on the same page. Even with the best start for the women's side, K-State, this is what kind of what I was afraid of, going on the road to Lubbock and then not having the motivation or whatever it is, and they were just not. Texas Tech, the Lady Raiders, jumped all over them, and they look, what, a 64 to 45 loss there. The worst, probably, if not, I mean, yes, they've, a couple of their losses this year came against top five opponents, NC State and South Carolina, which they played pretty competitively in those games. But this one right here, Texas Tech, Lady Raiders, they were what, 9-7 or 9-6, 9-8, 8-6, something like that. And Big 12 is going to be a battle. Well, this we thought, hey, I mean, this is a good bounce back game. At least my coach said it. Well, it turned out to be a bad game for the Lady Cats. They fall there in a bad performance there, in my opinion. There, get in a quick recap of that here a little in a few moments. But real quickly, I want to talk about the men. What a big victory this was. Finally getting off the schneid, folks, K-State Nation. It was talked about in the broadcast. Bruce Weber gets one of these every year. He did it again, where really you would have said, well, the ceiling 0-8. Well, that changed drastically. Texas Tech, one of the hottest teams, the men, we're talking about the men now, one of the hottest teams coming into this game. Well, you know how I said, the Big 12, especially when it comes to men's basketball, top, especially this year, top to bottom. And, yeah, I don't know what happened, but K-State, they were the more motivated team, in my opinion, came out. Obviously, when you get both these teams, Texas Tech relies on defense. K-State also relies on their defense, and K-State was on it, man. K-State with the upset on Texas Tech, 62-51 in this game. And the luxury for K-State of having Mike McGurl back. And then, of course, when you think about TCU the other night, did not close them out where they should have. When they did against Texas Tech, they properly, that's how you do it. That is how you do it. You close your teams out there in late in games, and that's what K-State men did. They did it there. K-State made big shots late in this game and chalked this one up to the resume. Now you got to turn around tomorrow night to play 18th ranked Texas, who beat you a couple weeks ago in your own building, shorthanded. So there's that. There, and K-State trailing this game at halftime by 2 points, but you get well-balanced scoring from Nigel Pack. Marquise Noel was the stud, even though he had 7 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Pack, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 5 of 14 from the field. You get a big boost off the bench from Mike McGurl, who's been missing out of the last couple of Big 12 games, 4 of 5 from the field, 10 points from Mike McGurl. How huge is that? You get, if you don't get that, that's probably the difference in the game right there. 10 points from Mike McGurl. Ishmael Shude came off the bench in this one on Saturday, scoring 5 points in this one there. And K-State shot 42% from the field. Meanwhile, holding 19th ranked Raiders, the Red Raiders, to 39% from the field, 23% from downtown K-State, shot 34% in the downtown. They got some big buckets down the stretch there. Mark Smith, huge three with less than 4 minutes left in the game there. And then, of course, an emphatic dunk by Ish there to put the Red Raiders to sleep there in that one. So how big is that for this team there? And now you got to hopefully, this team, and it was mentioned in the broadcast throughout, this team should be with a breaks here and there for maybe an exception. They're right there with Texas. K-State could be easily be 4-1 in the conference, or even that, 5 undefeated in the conference. You look at that. I'm dead serious now. I mean, code breaks here and there, you blow a lead, 13-point or whatever it was, 17-point lead against West Virginia. You blow a game, TCU at home, which you should have had. Let's see, Oklahoma don't really scare me that much. You should have won that game there. So, in theory, yeah, you should be 4-1 at best is the ceiling right there. Instead, you're having to dig out of a hole, 1-4. Hopefully, it's a start. Hopefully, this 19th-ranked upset win is a turnaround for the season here for the Cats. They got to get a couple more here to get back in play. Obviously, huge to finally get off the goose egg off the board. And I would be remiss if I left this out. But K-State men, or I'm trying to think if it was the men only or was the women, but this win, K-State Nation, we made history Saturday afternoon, was win number 400 in Bramlage Coliseum. How big was that, and how big was the reward getting a team that just came off of upsetting number one team in the country in Baylor, who dropped at the rankings did come out. Baylor dropped all the way down to 5 in the country now. So, and this team also beat KU as well. KU and TCU. KU up a game on TCU right now. So, in the Big 12 Conference, and K-State, it should be easily, I think, with a couple of breaks here and there. You know you should have beat OU, West Virginia, and TCU. Maybe at best, really, 5 games, at least worse, 3-2. No worse than that. But you're 1-4, so a couple of breaks, you know, here and there a little bit. And you could be on the other side of the top half of the conference. Instead, you're down in the conference there as well. Meanwhile, yeah, I was dead on with the score of the women's game, which was on Saturday mid-afternoon, following the upset. But the K-State, again, like I said, at the top of the podcast, you're listening to the Pro Project Podcast Daily, Texas Tech in Lubbock, and you lose by 19 points in this one. Whew, I don't know what really to say about that one. K-State for the moment, if I look, bring up the standings here real quick. No, K-State is not ranked anymore, so there's that. There's the end of that right there. Short-lived after week two games that really Iowa State, you should have won that one. If you're a Jet Mini, you lose that one, and then you go on a road and you lay an egg against a team that was 9-6, 8-6, or whatever that was. So, yeah, hey, I've been saying it since basketball season. We should know this by now. K-State Nation, you should know this. The Big 12, there are no gimmies when it comes to men's and women's basketball, or for exception of a team is way bad. But Texas Tech, they were a little struggling a little bit heading in here. I wasn't paying much attention to them. I could just judge it by the record here. But yeah, K-State, this is, I think, by far the worst loss. I mean, you can put the NC State, South Carolina losses aside, and the heartbreaker at Iowa State, which should have won that there. But you shoot poorly here. K-State only shot 20% from the field in this game. Got an own taste of their own medicine by Tech. The lead Raiders shot 45%. From the field in this one, 45% from downtown. Woo! 23% from downtown was K-State in this one. They got all their players back, you would have thought. But Ebert started the game for first time in a week. Didn't really look herself. 0-3 from downtown. 0-5 from the field. Only played 19 points. Yeah, she looked out of it a little bit. Sundell and Lee did not get a double-double in this one. 12 points, 8 rebounds. She got into foul trouble early and often. And then this one is Serena Sundell. 12 points, the line on her. 2 rebounds, 4 assists for her. 4 of 13 from the field in this one. I believe she was only, yeah, she hit 2 threes in this one. 2 of 5 from the field. Rebecca Dollinger, 6 off the bench. Laura Mackey, 5 off the bench in this game here. So where did it go? Where did production go? I have no idea. When you had the Glenn sisters, they didn't do too much either in this one. They combined for 7 points in this one and 6 rebounds in this one. They only went combined 1 of 5 from downtown as well. So ladies, Jeff May squad hit a little bit of a bump, speed bump here as they go into a new week here. So they're going to have to pick the pace here. The next game is going to be this Wednesday against KU, the Sunflower Showdown on the Big 12 ESPN Plus Network. They're going to have to find an answer quick. So KU, a KU team that just lost to Baylor, which K-State beat by 4 points. KU lost by 4 points. So, yeah, I mean, KU going in here. They're gonna have their hands full. This KU team is improved from seasons past. K-State too, for that matter. But like I said in the weekly episode 82 of the podcast, yeah, I would still take my Wildcats over the Jayhawks. Obviously, I would be people would be saying bad words if I would take KU on the Pearl Project podcast. I should know better than that. But yeah, K-State, they're gonna have to find an answer. They're gonna have to find an answer. They got a couple more days to do that. Get themselves right on the right. It was a bad week for the ladies on the basketball side. 0-2. And really they should have won that Iowa State game, a backbreaker. And that was my concern going into this game. How they would respond. Well, they lay an egg. So that's pretty much all I needed to know. Right there. So hopefully, you know, let's put it behind us in fresh week. Got KU Wednesday. And let me check on their weekend opponent, K-State ladies opponent here. So you got actually 2 home games. So kind of to right the ship a little bit back at Bramlage for 2. You got KU coming to Bramlage Wednesday night, and then you have a Saturday afternoon date with OU. 1 o'clock central tip. So yeah, I mean you're gonna have to do some little digging here. Hopefully the ladies can bounce back. This is the longest losing streak by far of the season so far for Jet Mini Squad. So they're gonna have to find the answers real fast if they're gonna get themselves back on their winning foot. Hopefully they can do that on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the Cats, they gotta go on the road to play TCU, Texas. Who's ranked 23rd now in the country now after their little dip there. And then they got a weekend showdown with Kansas. So it looks like it's going to be a KU weekend here for K-State all around. That game is Saturday afternoon. So KU walk into K-State, the Sunflower Showdown on that end as well. So KU this week is 7th ranked. And K-State got to go back to Texas to face the Longhorns. They're coming off that loss in Bramlage there. Texas is 23rd in the country now. Of course, their head coach is Chris Beard. Last time they met, they lost. K-State hung around, but not long enough. 70-57 back January 4th. Like I said, that's just recently. Excuse me. So we'll see what happens on the basketball side this week. Obviously, K-State has a chance to kind of, let's see if they can take this momentum back on the road to Austin and see if they can get Longhorns a run for the money there. Meanwhile, the women are going to have to find some answers. Going to have to find some answers after a bad week of basketball on their front as well. Wednesday, they got KU. Midweek matchup, Sunflower Showdown in Bramlage. And then K-State goes on the road to take on Texas. We'll have recaps of those as well for you guys as well. For those of you who are Wildcat fans, K-State pride, K-State alumni, K-State student, yeah, we got it. Or you're just a big college guru, we're going to have the coverage for you here on the Pearl Project Podcast. By the way, you can listen to that wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, and more. The Pearl Project Podcast continues with more coverage this week. New week, that's been your Texas Tech recap on the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!